Oh my gosh, you guys. Bros, dudes, dudettes, broettes. What's the female form of bro? Anyway, I literally just ran into my studio because I just finished watching Ghost Adventures Quarantine, the new episode. Whoa. They are doing some insane stuff. If you did not watch the episode, don't listen to this because I'm trying not to spoil you, but I can't help it if I do. I really don't mean to, and I apologize in advance, but my mind is blown. So this episode, they were focusing on summoning things, building on that thing I mentioned about how environmental stressors and emotion feed the paranormal. And the Haunted Museum is really living up to its name. I'm not sure how much of that is location, because purportedly the location is a well-documented paranormal hotspot, and that's part of the reason why Zach chose that spot for the museum, as well as the property next to it, as I discussed in the last... I need to quit saying I say when I get nervous or excited, and I'm a little bit of both. Where was I? Paranormal hotspot. But there's a fine line, I guess, between experimentation and invitation. It's one thing to test out a piece of equipment, not knowing really what it's for, because the inventor, I don't think she was of sound mind, and B, whatever she did contributed to her death. And this is a spoiler, guys, and I apologize. I'm trying not to go into too much detail, but just my thoughts on quarantine. Ugh. They're doing some amazing things with sound and vibration. Apparently, Billy and Bill Chappell, a gentleman that makes a lot of the new equipment that the Ghost Adventures crew utilizes in their investigations, which we haven't gone into yet as of right now in season one, we haven't met Mr. Chappell. Granted, he's a genius, and I can't wait to start introducing him and his equipment in much more detail. But for right now, I'm in just a super fan afterglow. Seeing the effect that quarantine is having not only on their environment, the episode opened with them talking about a homeless person trying to spit on them while they were out in the grounds of the Haunted Museum, which is gross and unnecessary, but they're scared of contracting COVID-19. Everybody is. You know, we have to take our precautions and be healthy, and part of that is, you know, isolating and distancing. However, they're choosing to isolate and distance in a place that is just et up with entities. This episode has it all. It's got EVP. It's got objects moving, electrical malfunctions, lights flashing, ovulus. They used a piece of equipment that I don't recall seeing. Of course, I'm kind of behind on the newer episodes. That's part of the reason why this whole thing started. But number one reason being my absolute just adoration for all things paranormal, and this being the most exciting paranormal show. I lost my train of thought. Oh, the evidence. light anomalies. They use the Ouija board and get some really disturbing responses. People are being touched, hurt, shocked, and the SLS camera makes an appearance. A new infrared device, a new temperature device, a new thermal camera. It's just, they're pulling out all the stops on their home turf. And I'm not sure if seeking something so actively is making things act up. I don't know if it's part of the whole environmental stress, but this is so exciting. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I will go to that museum. Mark my words, 100th episode, I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to the museum and I'll try my best to, you know, reach out to the guys because I think that would be fun. Anyway, that's me fawning all over episode 3 of Ghost Adventures Quarantine. Hit me up on the Facebook. Tell me what you thought. Tell me what you think about some of these experiments. Tell me, did you see everything? I mean, my God, the end of the episode, I jumped up out of my chair too. You know, it was just nuts. Anywho, our official episode... What is our episode? See, we've done episode 1, episode 2. So our 4th official episode containing the Riddle House episode, which is season 1, episode 4, and the Sloss Furnace season 4, episode 5 will be coming out on Monday. I've got a busy, busy schedule. I got some excellent projects coming up. I'll be dropping some promos for some of those, as well as some promos for friends of the show. And also on Monday, our Patreon will go live. So keep an eye out for that. I'm super excited. I'm having the most fun putting this show together for you. So, you know, tell me what you think. Anyway, it is late. I'm going to cut this and try to go to sleep. I may end up watching the quarantine episode when it re-airs at midnight. I don't know. After all, it is Thursday. And that's Ghost Adventures Day. Everybody have a great night. We will be back soon. In the meantime, stay safe.